Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, Begin While They're Young. Dorothy Briggs, psychologist and author of the book, Your Child's Self-Esteem, Key to His Life, has suggested that helping build a child's self-esteem is the key to successful parenthood. She says that the child who develops a high sense of self-esteem, the child who learns to like himself, has got it made. Psychologists have gathered enough evidence to tell us that the child who likes himself never sells himself short and never is a problem child. There's so much evidence that self-esteem is the mainspring to successful development, we simply can't ignore it. Mrs. Briggs discusses many aspects of the subject in her book, but for our purposes today, we simply want to point out one thought. According to Mrs. Briggs, it's during the first 5 years of life that self-esteem and feelings of self-acceptance are developed by the child. Over and over again, school authorities and those who work with young people during the developmental years of their life are echoing that thought. It's the first few years of life that count. It makes no difference whether we're talking about intellectual development or character development or the development of the personality or the building of a foundation upon which the child can develop his spiritual understanding. The first 5 years of life are crucial. Parents are usually vaguely aware of this, but all too often, we parents consider our children nothing more than lumps of clay that are to be pressed into a mold. When they don't seem to fit, we cut and trim, we push and shove as necessary, until the children are conforming to the image that we've mentally erected. Now, in spiritual areas, there's no question but that our child needs to be brought into conformity with the standards of the Word of God. He needs to see Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But in the development of other areas, it's not always so easy to fit children into a mold. One study focused on the behavior of children during the first and fifth days of their lives. The research showed that even at that age, the babies showed individuality in their behavior. Some were quiet and undemanding. Some were passive. Others were active and responsive. Several other studies have confirmed that conclusion. Babies differ in their motor activity, in their response to external stimuli, in the intervals at which they hunger or at which they sleep. As they grow, other individual differences show up, such things as attention span, the ability to interact with other children, general mood are all things that differ from child to child. And because these differences exist, it's not possible for parents to fit all children into the same mold. We need to watch our children, to sense their natural tendencies, their strengths and weaknesses, and we need to help them develop fully within this God-given framework. It's all right to learn about patterns of child development from books and magazines, but parents need to realize that training a child in the way he should go does not mean fitting a child into a mold. As a matter of fact, the verse literally says, train a child according to his way. Guide him according to his individual needs. Rely upon the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom you need as you help your child develop. Luther Burbank once said, if we paid no more attention to our plants than we have to our children, we would now be living in a jungle of weeds. No gardener ever treated all plants the same way. He looks after them individually, giving them the nourishment and care that they need. This is what we need to do for our children. As we work at training them, we can expect God's blessing in their lives.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.